Well, good morning. I think it's morning still. Well, it's 11:16, I think, but I'll give you a few seconds to get on. I have been kicked off of YouTube. I was kicked off for a week of YouTube, so that's why you didn't see any videos or anything like that for a while, because I couldn't upload anything. They make it, it's so amazing that they make it so you can't even say anything to anybody. And, you know, that you can't let your audience know that they decided to kick you off, and all that good stuff. So I'll give a second to see if some folks can get on here even, and then hopefully you can comment. I believe the chat's on anyway. Let me make sure. I believe the chat's on. Let me see. Let's see. Live, all messages are visible. Some messages. Okay. Yep. Yep. There we go. So it's on. Becca's on there, I see. So there's two people on, so we're getting there. We're getting somebody there. Let me back this seat up just a little bit. Whoa, there we go. So anyway, my wife is taking care of some paperwork and some other things that she has to get done here right now, so I'm kind of waiting for her. So while I'm doing that, I figured I'd jump on since I got back onto YouTube here this morning and just give you an update. I got a little bit of a cold. Isn't that great? So if you hear me sounding kind of nasally, that's what that is. Just a few things here. Praise the Lord. The Lord has been leading me, as you know, to go to Europe for a while now. I talked about it before and really mentioned it. And I was going to go on a Baptist history tour, but that got canceled, that tour did, because of COVID and all the other junk that was going on at the time. So really couldn't go overseas that easy. And there was a lot of things that would hinder that. So we couldn't really do that. And so basically, you know, we kind of postponed that. And, you know, this year I was going to take a vacation to I thought about taking a vacation to the northern part of the Grand Canyon, but I wasn't 100% sold on that that's what I should do. And this isn't really going to be a vacation. Well, it is, but it's not, that's not the whole reason I'm going. It's not really. Part of it is Baptist history. Part of it, I want to be in Rome. I want to go to the Colosseum. I want to broadcast from there. I want to get some footage from that area. I want to talk about our Baptist forefathers. I want to talk about the martyrs. I want to use that footage later. I want to visit the Valdez, the valleys of Piedmont, the Waldenses. I want to preach with some of the brethren that are scattered abroad across Europe, that I want to be a blessing to, pray for, you know, and all that stuff. So those are things, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of objectives, but the bottom line is what I'm going to do is put together a video. Brother Andrew and I are going to put together a video of why we're going and what our objectives are and everything like that. So people understand kind of what we're doing. Okay. And you know, why the Lord is, we believe the Lord is leading us to go you know, so I want to visit Croatia. I'm going to spend some time with Brother Carl over there in Croatia and Mary. And, you know, I want to see Joe McDonald. He better not be hiding from me when I come over there. That's what I'm saying, Joe. You better not be hiding. Farmer Joe, you better be around. Ross Duncan over there in Europe, over there in Scotland. I want to preach with those guys over there on the streets. And you know, I want to meet these brethren that are scattered abroad all over the place. Right? Yep, there's a trail of blood over there. That's right. I want to see many of that. I want to go to London and I want to go to the Lollards Tower, you know, and visit those places over there. And, you know, preach with a bunch of men over there, gospel tract, evangelize while I'm there, obviously, and pray with those men and be an encouragement to all those that are kind of scattered abroad all over the place. And also, you know, put together a lot of the Baptist history for all those things as well. So there's a lot of things that I would like to accomplish, and also for future church planting. That's another reason, another objective. And we'll explain that in the video that we do, but church planting is another objective that I'm looking forward to in the future as God is raising up young people in this church. And, you know, these young people, there's like 45 children in our church. Well, you know what? Those young men, God's going to call somebody to the ministry to preach and to pastor and to start churches. And he's going to call those young ladies to go alongside of them and to love them and to be supportive wives and spouses and all those things. So God's using the way that we raise our children for his glory. It'll be used for the glory of the gospel, for the furtherance of the gospel ministry. You know, so it's important. It's an important thing. So I want to be able to do that. And so you pray for us that God would really bless the time that we have in going over there and what we're doing and you know, all those things. There's a lot of things, and the video will explain it. We're going to try to shoot that video here this week, sometime this week. And I don't know if it'll be finished by the end of the week. I'm not sure, but it'll at least probably be ready next week if it's not already if it won't be by this week. So, but we'll try to get it ready and all that good stuff. So, you know, yeah, by the way, there's another, I want to do vlogs also and a journal, a daily journal of the things that I will keep, also a daily journal of everything, a nightly journal, that is, of all of our travels and of everything that has happened, you know, along the way, and the things that we have seen and you know, the experiences that we've had and things like that. That'll be part of it too as well. I also want to go to Rome and Italy because of the Waldenses and all of that that's over there, but also the Vatican. Not to talk to the Pope, because trust me, he don't want to talk to me and I don't want to talk to him. But what I do want to see is Vatican City, because I want to use that footage later. It'll be used later. To give you an idea of everything, and from a Baptist preacher's perspective as we're over there. So that is one thing that I would like to accomplish if the Lord wills. So we'll see what happens. I know how to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, so I'll be wise with how I do that. And I'm not going there to do gotcha videos in the Vatican or do, or tempt the Lord. You know, we're not doing that. I'm not going to act like a fool like that and try to tempt the Lord or something to prove how spiritual I am or anything like that. I'm going to be wise about if the Lord led me to, I'd do whatever God wanted me to do, but I'm not going to do it out of the flesh, and I'm not going to do it to impress somebody or have that kind of spirit. No, I don't do that. That'll get you in trouble with the Lord. So there's no need to do that. You know, there's no need to do any of those things like that. We got to be wise. And that's the purpose, is to honor and glorify God. So anyway, but that's what we want to do. There's much more. I mean, you just pray for us. It'll be 2 weeks of nonstop moving. Andrew will be chronicling everything on video. And we'll have a lot of footage. We'll have some live footage from different locations. And we'll also have, you know, recorded, much record, more recorded footage to use later. And such like that. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot that goes into it. So your prayers are much appreciated, and praying for guidance from the Lord that we would make good and right decisions, that we would go in the right places. I'm getting some advice. Carl's going to be with me all through there. It looks like we'll probably shooting for the last 2 weeks in April. That's the goal. So the last 2 weeks in April is probably what we'll do. How we'll do it. But you just pray for us that we have wisdom in knowing the right timing and what the Lord would have us to do. And Carl will be with us. Brother Carl and Mary will be traveling with us. Brother Carl will get tired of me after 2 weeks. Anyway, he'll probably be like, oh man, I gotta get out of here. Pastor Cooley's driving me crazy, man. I gotta get back home. I do like to have fun when I travel though. So I learned that from Brother Beller, because Brother Beller used to have a ton of fun when he traveled. And man, I'm telling you what, that guy made you laugh so hard when traveling with him. Brother Carl, when I'm in person with you, I'll tell you a bunch of stories about Brother Beller and things that happened along the way. We will have a very good time, and it'll be a blessing for sure. But anyway, but some things for you to pray for. And by the way, the video will include more, and it'll be more specific. This is just kind of a general back on YouTube type video, so you can see that I'm still around. But we have been broadcasting on Rumble, and we've had about 25 live people on Rumble, so that's been a blessing as well. And you know, we're going to continue to develop Rumble's platform because it's necessary. So We'll keep posting videos through that. And I couldn't get a hold of anybody. I tried to get a hold of everybody I could to let them know where we were at, that we were on Rumble, that we're broadcasting on Sermon Audio, that we were on Facebook Live. And the chat was there on Facebook Live if anybody wanted to still chat. So I was trying to get in touch with everybody as best I could. YouTube likes to cut me off. They like to slash and burn everything that I do. But in the event that YouTube cuts my channel and cuts things off, just remember, you can always find me on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley all of the time. Live, I will always, by the grace of God, broadcast live on Sermon Audio. Okay? And Rumble. We're live on Rumble, and we are live on Facebook Live until they kick us off. So, you know, Sermon Audio is always where I try to go to first, okay? And all that good stuff. So, anyway, there you have it. That's how you'll find us if you're looking for us. And you're like, man, what happened? If you see me go dead on YouTube for a day or two and nothing's being uploaded, it's because they kicked me off. That's why. It's because they suspended me and gave me a mark for some jab. I said something about the jab or something in a Donald Trump video, and they said it was medical misinformation, and they blocked me. They struck my account and all that good stuff. So anyway, that's the way it goes. But we can also use Sermon Audio. We can also use, and we will always use Sermon Audio and YouTube Rumble and a few of those other ones. Okay. Now, so pray for us about this trip. You pray that the Lord would bless as we travel, and as we prepare for the Lord to speak to our hearts and give us wisdom and guidance. Pray for the paperwork to come through, the passports. Pray that they come early and that we get them and that everything's fine with them. For Brother Andrew and I as we to prepare for traveling. So pray the passports come in. And pray God gives us wisdom on where to go, which spots to go to. Gives us safety as we travel. And where are you going in Europe? I am going to New England. Or not New England. I'm going to the UK first. We'll have an itinerary better as we get closer. England, Italy, Rome, Scotland, and possibly Ireland. And then Croatia is what the plan is. So anyway, that's the plans. Those are the plans, and we'll see what the Lord does with that, but that's the plan that we have as of now. So you pray for us, and please pray that the Lord provides the funds for us, as I'm pretty much just stepping out by faith, and I'm doing it because I believe that's what God wants me to do. But it's not going to be cheap. So if you'd like to, and if you're benefited by this ministry and you believe that it's a benefit to you and it's been a spiritual benefit to you and a blessing to you, then consider giving towards that, please. If you don't, then pray for us. I'm totally fine with nobody giving anything, and because God will use somebody else to provide for it. He always does. He always has, and he always will. But we could use the funds because it's not going to be cheap. So if you can pray, and give whatever the Lord leads you to give towards it, okay? Because I'll be using a ton of stuff for our online ministry. I mean, you're going to see live feeds from there. You're going to get tons of footage from there. We're going to develop documentaries out of it. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be spiritually edifying for everyone. And not to mention the brethren that we're going to visit to try to encourage all over the place. And by the way, so if you want to meet up and you're in the UK and you're in any of those spots, or you live farther away and you could take a train or something to get to us, we'll be doing live, that's right, live footage, live streams and vlogs all the time. So a lot of it's going to be online for everybody to see and to be blessed by. And with my commentary along the way, you know what I mean? And trying to teach you and talk about the significance of these places and these things. So that's part of it too as well. But if you want to give to that, please let me know that that's what you're giving to, because people just generally give to our ministry and we use it for the expenses of everything. And sometimes people give it just personally for me, you know, to help me and, my ministry, my family, and that's appreciated too. But also some people give for specific things. And somebody asked me a while back, is there anything specific that you have need of? Well, now there is. Because we need to, you know, gather the funds necessary to take the trip, okay? And to be a blessing to others. And if you're like, well, I don't see anything good about this and you just want to go on a trip and blah, blah, blah and all stuff, well, then don't give a dime. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Trust me, you're not. Because when I know God wants me to do something, I just do it. And I don't worry about any of that other stuff. I never do. I never have. When we started this church outside of 501c3 with no help, our sending church didn't give us a dime. We left that sending church and we organized and we had nothing in the bank at all. But God provided. When most pastors were working, years after and continuing to work, we stepped out by faith and just believed God and didn't follow the corporate model, and God blessed us. So that's how I've always done things, and God's always taken care of us. So, and he always will. Just plain and simple, he just does. People are saved, lives are changed, God uses it to speak to the saints all over the world. So I just believe God for it. It's just simple. I just believe God. But anyway, so, but if you want to, then specifically mark that, you can give through PayPal, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You can give through there. You can give through, Coinbase, cryptocurrency, or Cash App, if you'd like to give towards that. If you'd like to give towards, or give through like Venmo or Apple Pay, or you want to mail us something, you can mail it to 1030 Highway 3 South, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. You know, if you don't want to do any of those things, pray for us. Just pray. Ask God to speak to somebody else's heart, to that's in a better position, to give and to do that. See, Stringed Acoustics says, Pastor Cooley, what is the best way to contact you at your office or however appropriate? I have great interest in visiting the church and meeting you and the other brothers there sometime. Hey, brother, you can contact me at pastorcooley@icloud.com. Just email me then there and let me know when you want to come. And so I can kind of be prepared that somebody's showing up, and it doesn't matter. I mean, if you just pop in and show up, that's fine too. But if you want to, you know, if you're wanting to go preaching with us, if you're wanting to go on the streets with us, if you're, you know, you want to accompany us and go with us, we may not have you preach because I don't know you. So, but if you wanted to come with us and evangelize, if you wanted to do any of those things as a man, I don't typically put women on the streets with me. I just don't. I don't like to, put them in those positions, to be honest with you. I just don't. So we just don't like our daughters and our wives being subjected to a bunch of really angry people. So anyway, in those situations. So some of those are different. You know, sometimes we tracked and we've had families show up. Like at the Defeat of Jesse James days, there's sometimes women go out and tract with the kids, and because it's just children. I mean, it's not like they're not around the preaching or whatever. It's not, you know, they're not, but we never have women preach or any of those other things because we don't believe that's biblical at all. But anyway, so, yep, you're more than welcome to come to a service, and you just email me and let me know when you're coming, okay? And we'd love to have you. There's some other folks that said they want to visit this summer, so I've heard from a few people, so Lord willing, we'll see them when they get here. Anyway, so you pray about all those things, and also video will come where we'll kind of show you what we're doing, and we're going to put that together here this week and kind of give you an idea of what we're doing and how we're doing it and all that good stuff, okay? So, anybody have any questions? I don't know, before I go. You'll have other times to ask questions and all that good stuff. But if you have any questions, you can ask me right now about that and all that good stuff about, you know, any of that. But the video coming will kind of address, will kind of address those things a little bit better and in more detail than, you know, what we're doing now. This is just like me putting a shout out there to let everybody know I'm still alive out here. And I haven't like, dropped off the place of the earth because, the face of the earth, because, YouTube, administrators or whoever they are, the YouTube dictators decided to kick me off because they don't like something I said. But anyway, if in the event you don't hear from me again for 2 or 3 days, then you're going to know that something happened. Look for us at 2 p.m. Central on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, on Rumble at 2 p.m. Central, on Facebook Live at 2 p.m. Central, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right? All right, everybody. Well, God bless you. That's probably about it. Unless anybody has any questions or anything like that, or comments or anything like that, I'll probably sign off. Good to see everybody back on here, and you pray for us that the Lord would continue to bless us and give us wisdom concerning up and coming things. We're excited about what the Lord's going to do here in the future. All right, everybody. Take care. God bless.